Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, looking for solutions to the Eastern livestock debacle. We're back after this.
Hi, I'm Billy Bob Brown. I'm a sorghum farmer just like you. We both know farming is a difficult job, and that's why a few years ago, sorghum growers got together and formed the Sorghum Checkoff Program. The Sorghum Checkoff Program is a grower-directed program focused on three things. One is research to improve crops and yields. The second is expanding markets to sell our crops, encouraging more sorghum use for ethanol, expanding new markets around the world, and reminding consumers that sorghum is a healthy whole grain. The third area is information to make sure sorghum growers and consumers know about the big strides we're making with this important crop. Since its beginning, the Sorghum Checkoff has worked hard to move our industry forward. If you haven't made your voice heard, do so today. Visit the website at sorghumcheckoff.com. With your input, sorghum will continue to grow stronger every day.
We've talked before about all the problems caused this last fall for so many cattle producers across the United States when the nation's largest livestock buyer, Eastern Livestock, had problems as far as their accounting procedures are concerned, fraud if you want to call it that, but they issued a lot of checks that turned out to be hot checks when their bank, Fifth Third Bank, decided to freeze their account during the height of the fall stocker cattle run of last fall. Well, the folks that are holding those checks now are going to have to try to get some relief from the bankruptcy judge. But in the meantime, the question is, how do we prevent this type of a problem for livestock producers in the future? Oklahoma lawmakers trying to come up with a legislative fix at the state level. State Representative Leslie Osborne says there's a bill out there in the Oklahoma legislature this year that might fix the problem. Senate Bill 530.
The Eastern Livestock Cattle Company, you know, many people and millions of dollars were lost in our state because producers sold those cattle and then the accounts were frozen. The cattle had already changed into quick other ownerships and that left us with no regress if you were one of those producers that was hurt. So what this does is change the lien process in our state so that if you sold those cattle, or whatever group this would be, it could be poultry, it could be anything else, pork, but if you sold that you would still have a security lien until your check cleared. You would still have a security lien on where those cattle went, so you would still have your property and be able to be remunerated for what was yours.
State Representative Leslie Arms, and we also talk with Don Arms from Southwest Oklahoma, who's the chairman this year of the Natural Resources Appropriations Subcommittee. He's real interested in this bill as well. He is hopeful that it will make it through, but he's not sure if it's got clear sailing as of yet.
That's a big issue. That's an issue bigger than any of us. I mean, that Eastern deal was a real wreck. I'm not sure I'm smart enough to know all the answers to that. I think that bill has some chance to get done. My first impulse was bankers may not like it. People who hold liens on these cattle may not like it. But we seem to have the buy-in of those entities. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out and what the final outcome is.
Oklahoma State lawmaker Don Arms talking about a possible fix for the Eastern livestock mess at Senate Bill 530 that's currently being considered by state lawmakers. Of course, a lot of folks in the industry talking about how you fix the problem. One thing talked about at the recent cattle industry convention, the idea of getting us a little bit closer to electronic banking. In other words, when you turn over your cattle, you get electronic transfer of funds into your account immediately. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, want to invite you to Express Ranch's annual Spring Bull and Commercial Female Sale, Friday, March 4th, Saturday, March 5th, at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. On Friday, March 4th, we'll sell 550 Angus bulls featuring the Express Ranch's National Western Carload and Pin Bulls. Saturday, March 5th, 90 Limousine and Limflex bulls will sell, as well as 240 Angus females. For more information, call 1-800-664-3977 or check www.expressranches.com. The Express Ranch's Spring Bull and Commercial Female Sale, March 4th and 5th.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.